Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch. A title appears, Lady and the Tramp 2 Scamp's Adventure. A striped hot air balloon soars through the sky. Views show Lady and the Tramp's picturesque town.
And feeling uneasy, fret not a bit in this always friendly home, New England town. Welcome, welcome to our family picnic, July 4th picnic.
As Lady and Tramp stroll with their pups and humans, a man hangs an Independence Day banner.
And Sarah, will we see you at the picnic the day after tomorrow?
Of course! My precious kitties love the 4th of July!
Whether next of kin or next door neighbor, happily we pull our labor to give our town a new face!
And if the new look...
A red, white, and a blue look!
And when we're done, you'll never know the place!
As Jim Deere and Darling's toddler licks a lollipop, he shares with a puppy who looks like Tramp. The puppy explores as he walks on a leash.
There's a buzzing in the air, children running everywhere, as all of us prepare for that once a year wonderful day. And the spirits are so high, feels like Christmas in July. As we pray the hours fly to that star-spangled wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
The family arrives home. Three girl pups look like Lady.
We can hardly wait to bathe and dress up. We love picnics, we confess.
Yep. With Darling and with Jim Dear, we've made a home from which we'll never roam.
Why would we when we're so contented here?
This fine little nut too.
Big little cozy. Warm little swell little.
Always loving old New England home. In our small little nut too. Big little homey. Nice little great little always friendly. Oh, New England town.
Time for a bath. The water's hot.
The girl pups run over.
Oh, excellent! I love getting a bath.
It makes my fur so silky smooth.
Yeah.
Me first?
No, me first!
Ah, you! Wait a minute!
Yeah. I hate baths.
Just the same, Scamp. When you live in a house, you need to be clean.
Well, then I'm glad I'm a wild dog.
Scamp stands on his hind legs on a piece of furniture, looking out a window. He spies a cat chasing a bird.
Scamp, you know you're not supposed to climb on the furniture. Now get down from there before you break something.
Hey, let's do some dog stuff, huh, Pop? You know, dig up bones, rip up flowers, chase cats.
Scamp, come on now. You're gonna make a mess. Got it!
Dad!
Lying with a cushion, Tramp runs off with it and Scamp chases. They playfully grab its ends with their teeth.
Tramp, I hope you're not making a mess in there.
All right, Whirlwind. Time to settle down. Why don't you go play with Junior?
Scamp runs to the toddler, who sits on the floor with a hat. Junior puts it on the dog, and the two playfully fight for it.
Scamp, play!
Scamp bounds with the hat in his teeth. He chews it.
Scamp, look what you did to my favorite hat. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, no.
Jim Deere hangs it with other chewed hats.
Let's see if you can behave long enough for me to give you a bath.
Ooh, bad Scamp.
Scamp, stop squirming.
He dunks Scamp in a wash tub and scrubs him.
Bad Scamp, bad Scamp.
He rinses bubbles off Scamp and pulls him from the bucket.
Well, it's about time you settled down.
There. All done.
Scamp! Play ball!
He throws the ball out a window, and Scamp chases it outside.
Come back here!
Scamp, muddied, runs back inside.
Scamp, catch the ball!
Scamp chases it, trailing mud through the house.
Come back here now!
Scamp knocks over a table.
No.
A framed picture falls. Scamp retrieves the ball from a wastebasket.
Scamp! Scamp! Whee!
A curtain from a window falls on Scamp.
Whee!
Scamp! Oh, no. What a mess! This time you've gone too far. You've left me no choice.
He carries Scamp out a back door and through a fenced yard to a doghouse.
Some dogs just have to learn the hard way. Maybe chaining you up will teach you a lesson.
He fastens a chain to Scamp's collar.
I'm sorry, pal, but I just don't know what else to do.
Scamp's sisters watch from the door.
Serves him right.
Simply incorrigible.
He brought this on himself.
Now we'll need another bath.
Me first!
No, me first!
The girl pups, muddy from their brother's hijinks, run into the home. Scamp sighs outside, chained to the doghouse. As Tramp watches him from a window, Lady approaches him.
Tramp?
She climbs a set of stairs toward Tramp as he gazes from a landing out a stained glass window.
Best thing Jim Deere could have done for our boy, chaining him up.
Aw, Tramp. He's never been chained up before. He's just a pup.
He has to learn to live by the rules of the house. Firm discipline molds a pup into a dog.
You turned out pretty good.
Yeah, Pidge, but I found you. And if it weren't for you, I'd have wound up in the pound. I'm just trying to protect him. He'll understand someday.
Maybe he needs to understand today.
The moon appears as the sky begins to darken. Tramp drops a bowl of dog food near Scamp.
I thought you might be hungry.
Scamp sniffs it, scowls, and pushes it away with his nose.
I'm sorry, pal. You're just gonna have to shape up a little, that's all.
I always get blamed for everything.
Sometimes it's hard being part of a family. You have to obey certain rules.
But I want to run wild and free like a real dog!
He trips on his chain.
The world out there is full of traps. Here you have a family that loves you.
As long as I do what you say. Pop, I just don't feel like I belong here. Didn't you ever feel this way?
I was just like you when I was your age.
You were never like me.
Tramp scratches his head with his leg. Scamp does the same.
You've been a house dog all your life. How would you know?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Scamp, I'm only trying to protect you.
By putting me on a chain?
Those are the rules, son.
All I ever hear is rules, rules, rules. Don't do this and don't do that. What good are teeth and claws if you can never use them?
Stop that howling.
I can't help it, Pop. Wild dogs howl at the moon.
There will be no wild dogs in this family.
Then maybe I don't want to be in this family.
Like it or not, you are a part of this family. And until you start acting like it, you can just get used to being out here every night.
Tramp walks to the back door where Lady sits on the stoop. He steps past her and goes inside through a dog door. Lady watches Scamp hop up onto the doghouse's roof. Lady looks toward the home, then back at her son, before going inside through the dog door. Scamp lies down atop the doghouse in the twilight. In the morning, Scamp pouts, then raises his head. He runs to a gate on a picket fence and peers out at a pack of running dogs led by a shaggy sheepdog. The sheepdog knocks over a barrel and it rolls toward Scamp. The pack races to a dog pound truck. A pretty little pup stops in front of Scamp. The sheepdog joins her.
Hey, Angel! Huh? Butch, come on out, okay?
I can't.
The puppy's in chains.
Back here, mangy mutt!
A dog catcher chases a Doberman mix with a net. They circle around the truck.
Hold still so I can take in all peaceable-like. Hey, where'd you go? What the...
The dog runs under his legs and grabs a cap off his head.
Hey, drop that!
The dog tosses the cap to Angel.
world, defacing a county officer's... Oh, come on, now, that's not fair.
As the dogs play keep away with the cap, it sails over the gate to Scamp. He grabs it in his teeth and passes it to Angel through the gate. She touches her nose to his. She smiles and bats her eyes at him. The dog catcher grabs for the cap.
Come on now, hand it over, girl.
She nips him, and the sheepdog takes the cap.
Hey!
The dog catcher grabs his net.
Hey, drop that!
The Doberman mix leaps for the cap, and the dog catcher snags him in the net.
Hey, gotcha! It's off to the pound with you, big fella. Huh?
The dog clamps down on the net with his teeth, pushes the man over, and scoops him up with it. The dog leaps atop the truck and stands triumphantly with the cap in his teeth. He winks at Scamp. Scamp struggles to push out the gate's pickets toward the dogs.
Boy, when I get out of here, you do something fierce.
The Doberman mix spins the dog catcher in the net and bounds off. The pack jumps on the dog catcher as they exit. Angel walks daintily across him.
You little mutt! You're gonna see what mad is!
He hops in his truck and chases after them.
I'll get you yet, you hooligan!
Angel pauses to eye Scamp before running after the others.
Come on!
Scamp struggles to squeeze through the gate boards, but tumbles back into the yard. He stands on his hind legs and pushes on the gate with his paws. A padlock secures it shut. He leaps up to look over the gate, then runs around the yard on the chain.
Far from here is where I want to be. Somewhere out there, loose and running. Nobody's leash to hold me. Nobody's hugs to crush me. Nobody's soap and scratchy comb to bathe and brush me. A world without fences, where I can run free. Dog out in me. No walls and no boundaries, where I can be free. A world without walls and fences, that's exactly where I want to be.
He imagines running free with the stray dogs, pausing at a high cliff overlooking a valley.
This pup just won't sleep his life away on some sofa like his father. Too many bones to chew up, too many smells to sample, too many fancy flower beds to rip and trample.
He imagines joining the Doberman mix and causing mayhem.
No rules to control me. Stop what I want to do. For me, no rules, no responsibility. On my own, completely free. A world without fences for me.
In the darkened yard, he frees himself from the chain.
Woo-hoo! So long, you house dogs. You can't tell me what to do anymore, because I'm a wild dog.
He digs under the fence.
Hey, you guys! Wait for me!
He pulls himself past the fence and runs through the neighborhood. Lights and house windows illuminate as he runs past. He races across a street and stops in front of a store. He runs to a sidewalk across the street. He eagerly peers through a rickety outdoor staircase, but finds the space underneath it vacant. He runs down a vacant street and stops at an intersection. He looks around and bows his head dejectedly. On a brick wall of a shop, he sees shadows of a dog fighting rats. He smiles and steps toward the shadows. The rodents scurry off, and Scamp wags his tail. He approaches a wood fence at the wall and looks through. He steps past the fence to a wooden wagon in an alley and hops into it. He gazes below and sees Angel scavenging through the contents of an overturned barrel. He leaps down to the ground and wags his tail. He puffs out his chest and strolls past her. She smiles at him. He sniffs in a barrel and emerges with a banana peel on his nose.
Pretty good pickings, huh?
I can see you know your way around an alley.
It's that obvious?
Couldn't miss it if I tried.
He shakes the peel off. She touches his license.
This must be your diploma from the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I just graduated.
She spins it around his neck and walks off.
Then you must know this move. Any street dog would.
She hops along and ends on a garbage can, knocking it over and spilling its contents.
Wow, slick move. I mean, that's kid stuff.
Yeah, right.
Scamp copies her, aiming first for a storage crate. He struggles to pull himself up, then slips. He struggles onto sacks beside it, then jumps on a trash can, knocking it over on top of himself.
You've got your own style, don't you, Tenderfoot?
She kicks the can off him.
Listen, you don't belong on the street. You won't last 5 minutes out here.
Huh? As Scamp briefly turns, Angel deftly leaps off boards and exits the alley through a gap in a fence. He tries to copy her, but one of the boards falls on him. Through the fence, he watches her cross a street. One car skids to a stop, and another swerves as she runs past. Scamp follows her across the street. Scamp narrowly misses being hit by a car and trampled by a horse as he crosses. At the house, Lady exits the dog door to the yard.
Scamp! Scamp! Oh no! Tramp!
She runs back inside. Meanwhile, Scamp crosses a footbridge. He spots Angel walking through a storm drain into a junkyard and follows her. He sees the dogs gathered at a huge junk pile. Sunlight washes over the pile. Two of the dogs jump on a worn-out sofa.
They're jumping on the sofa and playing in the trash and breaking stuff.
He jumps from the storm drain.
If only there were hats to chew on.
He sees the Doberman mix and a gray hound fighting over the dog catcher's cap.
Goodbye, chains. Hello, freedom.
Go, Buster.
There's a win. Buster. Busty's butt off. Buster.
Buster pulls the cap from the hound, sending him flying through a potbelly stove. He bursts out covered in soot.
So, any of you other low-life mongrels think you're dog enough to take Buster on? Don't be afraid. Have no fear.
Dogs charge him. He whips out of the way and they run past, slamming into a mattress.
That's right, boys. Junkyard dogs rule this town. And Buster rules the junkyard dogs.
He stands atop the pile.
Angel, Angel, talk to me. Who's the king of the junkyard?
Oh, you are, Buster. It's quite a kingdom you've got here.
That's my girl.
I'm not your girl. I don't belong to anyone.
All the dogs except Angel howl. Scamp joins the others at the bottom of the pile. Some of the dogs look at Scamp as he howls. Buster scowls and races toward him. Angel scoffs and follows him down.
Hey, look here, you guys. I say we got a new recruit.
The little Oz dog.
Hey, you got off the leash.
Yeah. One dog, an Afghan hound, sniffs Scamp.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, be still my heart. I'm getting a bad case of puppy love.
Hey, Ruby. I'm the top dog around here. And nobody joins the junkyard dogs unless I say so. So, what's your name, sport?
Name Scamp.
Well, howdy, Scamperoo. So, you saw us having some fun and thought you'd join right in, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I hate to break the news to you, champ. But not many house dogs get to run in this pack.
I'm not a house dog.
Oh, you're not? Then what's this badge of respectability hanging around your neck?
Hey, Colum!
How's life on the end of that chain?
No way! I've had it with the house dog life. Nothing there but rules, rules, rules. I want to be wild and free, like you guys.
I don't know, kid. Your average house dog ain't got what it takes. Tell him what it takes, Buster! Tell him what it takes!
The hound dog kicks a player piano on the trash pile.
In junkyard society, we're repelled by all propriety, humility and modesty, good manners and sobriety.
The French bulldog gnaws a chicken leg.
We always go by meat. Our coats are never neat. Alas, we lack all pores. We're full of natural noise. No pets your throat can pat. You might as well be a cat. In Junkyard Society.
Society.
Scamp backs onto a board. Angel jumps on the other end, and he flies through the air and lands on a chair in the trash pile. Buster tilts the chair, and Scamp slides off and down the pile, bouncing off an old bed and landing on a wood barrel, breaking it.
We are the Mutual Unelite, an underclass from my head to feet. Our deeds are spiteful, our mischief pure. We got a natural disorder for which there's no cure. Down to the junkyard, straight to the junkyard, step to the junkyard, society ride.
Scamp tries to follow the dogs across a board, but crashes through it and lands in a wardrobe.
That's where you're nobody's perfume, pet.
Where you can wet where you wanna wet.
Where you put charity on the shelf.
The only one that you look out for is you yourself.
Down in the junkyard, check out the junkyard. Doing the junkyard, society ride.
No distemper shots from the vet.
Show your temper.
Mean as you can get.
Down at the yard where we live and let.
Chaos and trouble, oh, we do we trouble!
The dogs jump from an old car atop the pile as it rolls down.
None of this place is safe. House dog stuff. Our days are risky, our nights are rough. The peaceful life leaves us ill at ease. We're crude and loud in a crowd and very proud of our pleas.
I love this car!
Buster shoves Scamp down the pile in an old baby carriage.
What a blast! I'd never get away with this at home.
So, you really think you got what it takes to be a junkyard dog, huh?
Oh, he's got what it takes, Buster. I saw all his moves back in that alley.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah! Watch this slick move.
Scamp jumps from a mattress to a trash can and ends bouncing on a spring before falling on his face.
Talented as you are, it ain't that easy, sport.
Buster knocks a lid off a garbage can and tosses it to Angel, who walks on it like a wheel.
Every day out here is like a test of survival.
A test! Beautiful!
Yeah, good.
Baby, I always get my best ideas when you're around. That's why you're my girl.
I'm not your girl.
Okay, Scampers, we'll give you a shot. But you gotta pass a little test of courage.
He bats the spring away.
In Reggie's alley.
What? But he's never been done before.
Come here, don't listen to them. I got faith in you, kid. It's just a little test to prove you can stand on your own four paws.
Easy. I'm not afraid of anything.
That's what I like about you, kid. You got spunk.
They walk off. At the house, Tramp and Lady stand outside looking at their back door.
Did you call the pound?
Yes, dear. They haven't seen him.
Oh, Tramp. Scamp's never been out all night. So much could happen.
Easy, Pidge. We'll find him before he gets himself in real trouble.
Oh, Miss Lady, ma'am.
We came as soon as we heard.
After Trusty enters the yard, Jock squeezes through the fence.
Uncle Jock! Uncle Trusty!
Scamp, get away!
What'd I say?
Not to worry, little ladies. Got my grandpappy all reliable's keen sense of smell. Say, have I ever told you girls about the time I saved your father from certain death?
Yep.
Oh, here he goes again. I told you there'd be no living with him.
That scamp is gonna get into so much trouble when he gets home.
I don't even want him back. Yeah, who cares? He should know better than to run off.
Oh, I bet he gets a slipper right across his great, big, fat...
Lady eyes her pup sternly.
We really do miss him, Mom.
We'll be back with your brother in no time. Your old man's got twice the speed and cunning as any dog half his age.
He jumps on the doghouse, landing awkwardly across the top.
Just using a few forgotten muscles, that's all.
Lady, Tramp, let's go.
The family comes outside.
Come on. No telling what mischief that pup's getting into.
All right, Scamster. Fetch the kid out of the alley.
Buster nudges Scamp into an alley while the others watch through a boarded-up gate. The pup sees a huge, muscular bulldog mix sleeping with a can under his paw. With wide eyes, Scamp slowly approaches the sleeping dog. He leans in close to the can and carefully grabs its open top with his teeth. He slowly slides the can out from under the dog's paw. He pulls the can further away. The dog, still sleeping, wipes his face with his paw. Scamp starts trotting off with the item, but slams into a trash can and drops it. The dog wakes and opens his menacing yellow eyes. The dog bounds after him. Scamp runs and jumps up at a high-latched gate. The dog corners Scamp briefly. Scamp runs around him and bounds up a stack of crates. The dog pursues and smashes through them. Scamp sails through the air. With his teeth, he grabs a sheet hanging on a high clothesline. The sheet pops off a clothespin as the big dog snarls below. A second clothespin securing the sheet gives way. Scamp drops to the ground and the sheet covers the big dog. He runs wildly with the sheet on him.
It's a spook! A spook!
It's Reggie! Scatter!
The covered Reggie busts through the boarded-up gate and into a street. He rips through the sheet. Scamp runs away, crashing into a woman with her dog and knocking a wig off her head. Scamp runs with the wig on his head and shrugs it off. He bounds past a barrel. It tips, taking Angel with it. Reggie approaches and chases after the pair as Angel runs after Scamp. The dog catcher turns a corner in his truck, inadvertently riding behind the pair.
Hello, Doc!
Well, I'll be. You're not getting away this time!
He speeds up, sending a cloud of exhaust at Reggie, who misses the others as they turn.
I got you now, you little hoodlum!
As he drives, he catches Angel in his net. Scamp grabs it with his teeth.
Hey, now get off of there!
The outstretched net hits a light pole and the two pups go flying. Reggie arrives nearby. The truck swerves as it barrels toward Reggie. The dog catcher slams the brakes. Reggie flies into a produce stand and the net quickly covers him.
That'll get you hard time in the pound, fella. Attacking the deputy animal control officer's vehicle.
He tosses Reggie in the back of his truck.
And a fine modern machine like this one at that. 2 horsepower, 3 miles to the gallon.
Hey.
Angel faces Scamp.
You saved my life. Nobody else here would have dared to do that.
Wow. Did you see that?
Is it possible?
Scamp is a canine hurricane. You did everyone a big favor, okay?
Oui, you are practically the hero.
He kisses Scamp on both cheeks.
Shouldn't we go after him or something?
Hey. You got it all wrong, kid. In the junkyard, it's every dog for himself.
I can see we're gonna have to put you to another test.
Anything you say, Buster.
Buster tries unsuccessfully to open a gate with his teeth, then slams into it.
Must somebody open this thing?
Okay.
The sheepdog busts through the gate.
Is that open enough?
Magnifique, Mooch. That's using your head.
Thanks again, huh?
Angel starts to walk after the others through the smashed gate.
You, coming, Tenderfoot?
Scamp starts to follow with his head held high, but trips on a piece of wood and hits the gate's fence.
Ooh, I hit the thingy.
Scamp runs ahead of her, and she follows. A setup for an Independence Day fair stands in a park. Buster walks through a puddle on a path above as Mooch and Scamp follow. The sheepdog bounds through the puddle. Scamp flops in the puddle.
This is great! This is living! I never get to do this at home! Woohoo! After I pass my next test, I'm gonna be the best junkyard dog there ever was!
I don't think so, doll. You may be good, but you'll never be as good as the master.
Here we go.
Ruby's right, consonant. In my day, there was only one stray by which all dogs was measured.
The Tramp.
Huh? What?
He taught Buster everything there is to know about being on the streets, Kay.
Buster's trouble was Tramp's trouble.
And Tramp's trouble was Buster's trouble, Kay.
That dog was a prize. The one that got away. Got away from me, at least.
Got away with everything! I heard he once stole an entire meat wagon, Kay? And then the dog catcher chased him all the way to the river.
No, sir. It was dog catchers.
How many?
At least a dozen.
In a nighttime flashback, Tramp runs from dog catchers.
2 dozen. Now that I think about it, the police and the army cavalry were after the boy as well. He was trapped. But if the Tramp was gonna go, he was gonna go in style.
Tramp jumps down a waterfall, leaving the dog catchers at its top.
So what happened?
He never saw him again after that. They say when the wind blows, you can still hear the Tramp howl.
Wow.
All right. That is not what happened.
Buster puts his paw around Scamp.
He met this girl, see? Queen of a kennel club set. Even her prissy little name still leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Lady.
But he met his true love.
He betrayed me! You can't have a family and still be a junkyard dog. So I gave Tramp a choice. It's either me or her. And he picked life on the end of a chain.
Hooked up with a real powder puff. Sleeping on carpets. Free room and board. Living the cushy pillow life!
And that's what I learned the first rule about being a junkyard dog. Buster's trouble is Buster's trouble.
Scamp scratches his cheek with his back paw.
The Tramp used to scratch like that. You ain't related, are you?
Who, me? No way!
Good. Because if you were, you'd be kibble.
He takes a stick from Ruby and snaps it in his teeth.
Right, Buster.
As Buster and his pack head off, Scamp stares after them. At night, Scamp walks alone along train tracks.
No way, Dad. That can't be true. You gave it all up. I mean, what could be better than this?
You okay, Tenderfoot?
Who, me? Yeah, sure.
What are you doing out here? Don't you have a nice family back home?
What difference does it make? All families are alike. They make you take baths and sleep in a bed, and you have to eat everything in your bowl, and when it rains, you have to come indoors. Let's just say you're lucky you've never had to live with a family.
Wrong again, Tenderfoot.
You mean you had a family?
Actually, I've had 5 families.
She steps away, and he runs to her.
I always thought one was too many.
I could never get one to stick. Someone would take me in. Just when I'd start to think, wow, this is my family. They'd move or have a new baby or have an allergy. Same old story, I'm out on the street.
Wait a minute, you really want a family, don't you? But you've got Buster.
Buster, you can't tell him, you can't. He'll kick me out.
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. I promise.
Thanks.
They stroll together.
So, I guess you're Buster's girl, huh?
I am not Buster's girl. I don't belong to anybody. The junkyard dogs aren't much of a family. But what choice do I have?
What more do you need? As a junkyard dog, you can stay up late, or dig or
run.
Yeah, or play or dig or
run.
Right, or chase squirrels.
No, I mean run!
A train speeds toward them. Finding themselves on a high, narrow bridge, the pups run. The train draws closer as they sprint toward the other side. The two pups run in different directions, Angel bound safely behind a bush on the other side. Scamp's paw gets caught in a hole in the track's ties, still on the bridge.
Angel! Angel! Angel, help! Now would be a good time! Hurry!
She runs to him, pushing him downward. He busts down through the tracks as the train approaches, and she follows. They fall several stories into the water below. Angel pops up and swims to shore.
Scamp! Scamp!
She runs up a log, jutting out over the water.
Scamp! Where are you? Scamp! Scamp!
Excuse me, I'm looking...
Now, Trusty sniffs along grass in the park.
I think I'm on to something.
Aye, are you sure?
I have most assuredly got him. This way.
Come on, Pidge.
Trusty bounds off, and Jock, Tramp, and Lady follow. They stop on a rock at the water's edge.
Oh, look!
Scamp!
Tramp jumps in.
Oh, please.
Tramp paddles toward a furry form floating past and grabs it in his teeth. He swims to shore, and the others join him.
Scamp!
Tramp sets it down. It's the old woman's wig.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jock sniffs it.
A wig?
Ach, you smell the wig, man!
You're hopeless. Oh, sorry, Miss Lady.
Come on, we've got to keep searching.
Ach.
I shouldn't have been so hard on him.
Tramp follows after the others with his head hung. The view moves to the opposite shore. Scamp walks among tall grass on the riverbank.
Hey. Oh,
Scamp? You're all right. I was so worried.
So worried?
You're right. Get over yourself, house pet. There's gotta be a better way to take a bath, huh?
Trust me, there is no good way to take a bath.
Angel smiles as she spins, chasing her tail, ending with it caught in her mouth.
Wow. That is so weird. How'd you do that?
Talent.
Let me try.
Scamp chases his stubby tail and falls.
Oh, that was smooth. You really are a house dog.
Oh, yeah?
He playfully pounces on her. She runs off, and he follows.
You're weird.
No, you're the weird one.
Oh, yeah?
Scamp.
Later, they walk under a heart-shaped arch of trees in the park. They stroll past a platform decorated for the 4th of July.
I never had this feeling before. She gives me shakes and shivers I can't ignore, and I see that there's more now than just running free.
I never felt my heart beat so fast. I'm thinking of him first and of myself last, and how happy I want him to be.
It's amazing someone in my life just might be loving me.
They play in the park.
I didn't know that I could feel this way.
Scamp catches fireflies.
It's so crazy. Something in my life is better than a dream. I didn't know that I could feel this way.
As Scamp grins, the fireflies shine through his teeth. He spits them out. He and Angel chase them.
She makes me warm and happy inside.
He smiles and I get dizzy and starry-eyed. Oh. All these feelings I have me asking, can this be love?
Can this be love?
It's crazy. I can hardly speak whenever she says hi. know that I could feel.
I never dreamed that I could feel.
I didn't know that I could feel this way.
Now they share a plate of spaghetti and meatballs. She licks his face clean and they snuggle close. Their tails wag, and their shadows appear in a circle of light on a brick wall behind them. Now, the two chase a squirrel down a street in Scamp's neighborhood. They chase the squirrel to one tree, and then across the street to another. The squirrel runs up the tree.
Whoa, nice neighborhood. Snob Hill.
Hey, Jim Deere never leaves this gate open.
Come on, Tramp.
Oh, no! We gotta get out of here!
Why? What's wrong?
Shh!
Scamp jumps into the bushes and pulls her in.
Come on, boy. We've done all we can for one day.
Tramp stops in front of the bushes and sniffs as Scamp and Angel hide. A bird flies out of the bushes, passing Tramp and Lady.
Oh, we'll find him. You were the best street dog there ever was. And I still have faith in the old Tramp.
Old Tramp? If only the old Tramp was still here.
Come on, Tramp. We'll find Scamp tomorrow.
Lady and Tramp walk toward the house.
The Tramp is your father?
Wait! Angel, wait!
She runs to the house and up its front porch steps. He follows. She stands on her hind legs and peers in the window. He joins her.
Did you find him?
Maybe tomorrow.
Scamp. That's Scamp.
Jim Deere shows Junior a framed photo of the child with the dogs, and he takes it. Darling holds her baby close in a rocking chair by a fire. As Scamp watches from the window, his ears droop and he lowers his gaze. Angel watches Darling and Junior with a furrowed brow. Jim Deere kneels beside his wife and son as the dogs sit around them sorrowfully.
Gosh, I didn't think they'd miss me that much.
You didn't think they'd miss you? I can't believe you'd run away from a home like this.
She starts to leave, but he blocks her.
Well, you don't know what it was like.
No, I don't. Woo, must have been horrible having someone care about you that much.
I need to be wild and free. I'll never find that here. I'd give anything to have what you have.
And I'd give anything to have what you have.
Their eyes widen and brows raise as they look at each other.
Come on, Scamp. We could run off together. We don't need them.
Angel, don't you understand? Only one more test and I'll finally be a junkyard dog. That's where I belong.
No, you don't belong there. You're better than that, Scamp. And that's what I like about you.
He smiles at her. She bats her eyes, then sighs.
Let's go.
She walks down the street away from the home. He joins her. Daytime. Red, white, and blue balloons rise into the air in front of a town hall. Children, some holding American flags, run down a street toward the building. A boy, girl, and dog hasten into the park and watch the parade go by. A stately official waves from a gazebo with others. Confetti and streamers burst and fly in the air as the townspeople look on. Two men carrying a parade queen perched on a seat pass by, along with stilt walkers and a pig. More confetti and streamers burst as women shoot archery arrows at targets. Jim Deere and Tramp stand near the family who picnics on a blanket.
I really think we should keep searching.
Oh, nonsense. It's the 4th of July. Time to have some fun. You can continue your search after our picnic.
Aunt Sarah, we're not really in the mood to celebrate.
Oh, come now. Scamp will be all right. You'll find him. But first, let's eat.
She sets out a roast chicken. Her cats lick their lips.
I won't have my 4th of July ruined by that little Scamp.
There, there, boy.
Buster spies the family from behind a bush. He moves to another bush and sees Tramp scratching himself. He turns to watch Scamp scratching the same way as he sits with Angel.
I knew it. Beautiful.
Scampo, front and center. Take a look out there. See that family?
You mean that family over there?
No,
This family, right here. Now, as your final test, I want you to infiltrate their picnic and liberate their chicken right out from under the nose of that meek little house dog.
You don't have to prove anything, Scamp. Just walk away.
Since when do you care so much?
I thought you were better than this.
Pipe down, Angel Cakes!
Come on, kid. You want to be wild and free, don't you? All it's gonna cost you is one juicy chicken.
Yeah, I should have known. Once a house dog, always a house dog.
I'm no house dog.
Scamp runs toward his family. He peers from behind a rock and sees the cats slinking toward the chicken. Scamp runs to the blanket. He barks behind the cats, and they jump straight in the air.
Monster!
Scamp runs off with the chicken. Glaring, Tramp chases him.
Come back!
It's chow time, boys!
Buster storms the blanket with his pack as Angel watches. The French Bulldog and Ruby snatch food off a table where a family gathers to eat, and one of the old hounds knocks off its tablecloth. The family lunges for a last remaining morsel. The dogs bound past the old woman, now with a new wig. It flies off her head and over the eyes of a man in a minicar, causing him to skid. A pig runs into the parade queen, who falls onto its back. He bounds into a pond, and the old hound trots across them in the water. As Buster and Mooch pull down a carnival tent, the dog catcher spots them. Scamp runs by, knocking him over.
You little mutt! I won't forget you! I'll lock you in the pound, I swear it!
Scamp hides in a bush with the chicken, and Tramp runs past him. Scamp races out of the park, then places the chicken down in an alley.
Whew! Slick move. Lost him.
Don't bat.
Scamp runs and pushes on a latched gate.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, slow down there, Whirlwind.
I'm not going home. You can't make me.
I know. Easy. I just want to talk. So, how you doing out here?
It's great, Dad. The junkyard dogs have taught me all the tricks. I go wherever I want, do whatever I please. No chains, no fences.
No regard for someone else's lunch.
That's how it is out here on the streets. But then, you know all about that, don't you? You make the rules, Dad, but you didn't have to follow them when you were my age. Is that why you didn't tell me you were a street dog?
I didn't want that life for you, because I found something better. I found love.
The strays arrive.
Oh, ain't that beautiful. I think I'm getting all misty-eyed here.
I see you haven't changed a bit.
So here we are again. Just like old times. Before you turn your back on everything that makes a dog a dog.
He says you walked out on him.
After I met your mother, I guess Buster just got jealous.
You ditched me!
I fell in love!
You made your choice! Now it's his turn to choose. Come on, kid.
You don't know what he's really like, son. You're coming home.
You hear that, kid? Daddy's telling you what to do again.
You don't belong here.
And he's leading you back to a life on the chain. I'm offering you freedom.
Scamp.
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 Make your choice, kid.
He doesn't have a choice. I know what's best for him.
Scamp moves to Buster.
No! You know what's best for you. Well, I'm not you, Dad. I'm a junkyard dog.
That's my boy.
Tramp and Angel hang their heads.
I guess there are some things you have to learn on your own. When you've had enough, our door is always open.
House dog to the end. What'd I tell you, kid? You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Tramp jumps up and unlatches the gate with his nose. Tramp walks through the gate. Scamp tilts his head as he watches him leave.
Hey, Scampski! This is for all you've done, kid.
Buster leaps at Scamp and stands over him, snarling. He grabs the pup's collar with his teeth and yanks it off.
You did it, kid! You're at the top of the heap now! A junkyard dog!
I'm a junkyard dog.
You made it to the pack!
You're adult, old face.
Later, Buster runs through the storm drain into the junkyard with Scamp's collar, and the pup follows.
I'm a junkyard dog!
Scamp joyfully runs to the top of the trash pile as Buster's pack howls. He springs off an ironing board through an old metal cannon and rides a drawer down to Angel. She glares at him.
How could you do that?
Come on, Angel.
He's your father. Go after him. You're not like the rest of us. You're good and decent, kind. The streets will beat that out of you if you stay.
But I made it. This is everything that I've ever dreamed of.
Dreamed of what? This?
She kicks over a barrel of trash.
You have a home and a family that loves you. You're not like the rest of us, Scamp.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Let's see. He's good and decent and kind. Is that it, Scampy? You want to be a little house doggy?
No.
'Cause you know how I feel about house dogs.
Hey, cut it out. She's the one who wants to be a house dog, not me.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean that.
Is that true, Angel Baby?
I don't think a family's so bad.
You hear that, boys? She wants to be a little house pet.
Oh, she put that back to the house.
You ain't no junkyard dog.
That's right, Buster. I'm not. Not anymore. Oh, and I'm not your girl.
You're going to be trouble.
She glares at Scamp.
Maybe you do belong here.
No, oh, come on, where is your sense of humor?
Come on, Angel.
She runs off.
Who needs her? Let her go find some snuffling little family. That's where she belongs.
Angel.
Scamp heads out after her. Later, he searches a street and its alleys.
Angel? Angel! Angel!
Angel watches him from behind a fence.
I didn't mean it, Angel. I don't know what I was thinking. Really.
She shuts her eyes and turns away. Buster watches Scamp from a sidewalk.
Angel, where are you?
Just as I suspected. Out looking for Angel.
The dog catcher approaches in his truck.
Beautiful. Time to settle an old score.
He tosses the French bulldog in the truck's path.
Hold it right there, you scoundrel!
The dog takes off running, and the man drives after him. Buster leans out from behind a fence and snatches his friend up. The truck stops suddenly, and the man sees Scamp.
What the... Well, I'll be. You're not getting away this time!
He leaves his truck and approaches Scamp with the net.
Great. I got everything I ever wanted. And it stinks.
He notices the dog catcher.
Come in, you little hooligan!
The man swings his net, and Scamp dashes off. He runs into a hanging sheet and gets tangled in its clothesline. He finds Buster watching.
Buster!
Buster walks off. The French bulldog watches him leave. Then his ears droop as he looks at Scamp before following his pack leader. The dog catcher scoops the pup in his net.
Gotcha. Well, looky here. No collar. It's a one-way trip to the pound for you.
He throws Scamp in the back of his truck, shuts its door on the pup, and drives off. Nighttime. The dog catcher drives on.
Oh, man, slick move. Me without a collar? How can I be so stupid? Dad was right. Buster's nothing but trouble. I wish I was home.
He lies down in the back of the truck. Storefronts pass outside the back door's grated window under a bright moon. He steps closer and gazes out.
Always there to warm you in the winter. Always there with shelter from the rain. Always there to catch you when you're falling. Always there to stand you up again. Family.
Angel gazes at homes with beloved pets.
By your side in seconds if you ask it. Arms out wide to welcome you to stay. Near enough to listen to your heart song. Always there to help you on your way. Family.
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 What is a family?
At home with Tramp and Lady.
caring and devoted hearts
with endless love to share.
Love that will follow you
gazes out the back of the truck sadly as it rolls on. It rides past Angel.
Scamp?
Angel!
Scamp!
Get out of here! He'll get you too!
Angel watches the truck roll through gates labeled Dog Pound. She runs off. A door opens to the dark, dingy pound with dogs in cages. The dog catcher carries Scamp in by his scruff.
This'll hold you, you crazy mutt! Thought you could outfox me, huh?
He locks Scamp in a cage and leaves.
Hey, kid, looks like you got thrown in the wrong cell.
Scamp sees Reggie in his cage.
Hey, Reggie. Long time no see, huh?
Reggie strains to attack Scamp, but a chain holds him back. Meanwhile, Angel runs to Scamp's house, where Tramp and Lady lie on the front porch.
I found you. You gotta come. Hurry, Scamp's in trouble.
Scamp.
He's in the pound.
Tramp runs with Angel. Reggie snaps at Scamp. Fireworks explode in the air as Angel and Tramp run. Reggie pulls on his chain, and a bracket securing it to a wall comes loose. Tramp and Angel run on. Reggie's chain breaks, freeing him. He reaches for Scamp. Tramp rushes in.
Hold on, son.
Tramp opens the latch on Scamp's cage with his nose. He shoves Reggie.
Keep your paws off my boy!
He bites Reggie's leg, and the dog swats him away. He leaps on Reggie. As the bulldog throws him off, he crashes against a wall and collapses.
Hey, paws off my paw!
As Reggie approaches Tramp, Scamp jumps and bites his tail. Reggie flings Scamp against a wall outside the cage. The pup lands hard. Tramp rushes Reggie and the bulldog throws him to the ground. Tramp runs to the wall and bounds off. Reggie chases him and crashes against it. Tramp hastens from the cage and kicks the door shut on Reggie, who runs into its bars and falls over.
Oh, yeah, he's cast in his bones. He's cast.
Tramp steps to Scamp, who lies motionless on the floor with his eyes shut, and sniffs him. He gently nudges him with his nose and licks his face. Scamp opens his eyes.
Dad?
As the pup looks up at his smiling father, fireworks burst beyond the room's open roof. Scamp jumps to his feet.
Dad, you did it! Slick move!
He growls at Reggie.
All right, we have to go now.
The dog catcher bursts in.
Ha! You! The one that got away.
Let go!
Angel clamps onto him with her little teeth. He swings his net wildly, and it catches on an overhead hook. He flips through the air, hits a wall, and falls.
Aren't the fireworks lovely tonight?
Angel!
Come on, you two.
Hey, what about me? You're all pale, right? Now, come on, after I stood by you all through that fight, hey, come back here when you're walking away from me!
Now, the three walk across a dirt path toward a sidewalk. Scamp hangs his head.
Pop?
Son.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have run away.
Tramp nuzzles his son.
Whirlwind. Maybe I was also being a little too tough on you. I don't see any harm in the two of us going down to the river once in a while to bay at the moon. What do you say?
Really? You and me?
Your old man still got a few good howls left in him.
I found him.
Sniffing the ground, Trusty approaches with Jock.
Oh, I found him for sure this time. I found him.
Ach, you found nothing again. So far, you found 6 cats, 3 gophers, 2 rabbits.
Go easy on him,
no,
Uncle Jack.
No, I'll not go easy on him, Scamp. 5 flying pigs, a wildebeest. Ach, Scamp!
Trusty sniffs Scamp.
Why, it is Scamp.
I I'll never hear the end of this one either.
Ready to go home, Whirlwind?
Not quite, Pop. There's one last thing I gotta take care of.
He hurries off. Later, he runs into the junkyard.
Do mine eyes deceive me? Hey, Scamp! Scampadoodle! You escaped the pound!
Yeah, no thanks to you.
Hey, come on. You know our motto.
You can keep your motto.
He picks up his collar and shakes it on.
But not this. I'm going home where I belong.
He walks toward Tramp, who watches proudly.
So long, Buster.
He hops on a plank, launching a boot against a board behind Buster.
You missed, Scampalooza!
The board falls over, and a wood structure perched above it crashes down on Buster.
That's my boy.
Let's go home, Pop.
Come back here! You can't leave me here! You're nothing but a house pet!
It's a good look for you, Buster. The garbage adds some class.
Angel follows the house dogs out.
Hey, someone want to lend me a paw here?
I think a home sounds nice.
Lots of children and hugs and kisses.
If you dogs leave, you're never coming back.
Au revoir, Buster. It has been, as you say, beautiful.
Dogs! You can't leave me here! I was only kidding. Buster's trouble ain't Buster's trouble. Come on. Buster's trouble is everybody's trouble.
Tramp, Scamp, Trusty, Jock, and Angel run to the house.
What's all the commotion? Scamp?
Guys, Scamp, come on!
He's back.
The family rushes to meet the dogs outside.
Scamp, I love you!
Good job, boy.
Tramp and Lady nuzzle. Jim Deer picks up Scamp.
Oh, Scamp. It's so good to have you back where you belong. Ew. You reek.
You need a bath.
Scamp lowers his gaze.
But we'll worry about that later.
Angel looks on from the steps below. She turns to leave. Scamp barks after her.
Jim Deer, I think Scamp brought a friend home.
Jim Deer kneels down.
Hey there, girl. Come on. Come on, girl. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Did you help our Scamp out on those lonely streets?
He pets her. She flops in Junior's lap.
Oh, she's a little angel. Jim Deer, you don't suppose...
Oh, no, darling. We've got enough dogs as it is. You know we can't... No. No. We can't. Oh, what's the use? Welcome to the family, Angel.
Angel!
In our small little not too big little home, each nice little great little always friendly, old little England town. Welcome! 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 Welcome!
Words appear. The end. Fade to black.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Bella Notte. So take this love of your loved one, you'll need it about this time, to keep from falling like a star when you make that dizzy climb. And the heavens are right on this lovely Bella Notte.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
This is the night,
such a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, so many stars in their eyes. What a lovely Bella Notte.
Bella Notte.
Side by side with your loved one, you'll find enchantment here.
You know the night.
Described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Laura Post. Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch.